Thank you for joining me for day four of our weekday meditation. We designed these for this week of Thanksgiving to help guide and direct our hearts, our head, and our hands in the direction of the things that matter most to our Heavenly Father. If you're like me, my mornings can be really hectic. But as I mentioned on day one, I have found this better way, this time in which it's so worth being up a little bit earlier or being at bed a little bit later, to carve out a time in which I find solitude and I find quietude. And in each section of this meditation, I've urged you to be a part of gratitude. I've urged you to be a part of scripture, the application of that scripture, and to specifically have a time of prayer. Focus first on what only God could do for you, then on what you'd like to share in your gratitude to the Lord, and then for someone else. So let's get started as we have each day with a couple of deep breaths. Let each of these breaths be as though you've put up another section of wall that separates you from the hectic pace of life and welcomes you into the warm fire of the Heavenly Father as He picks you up and sets you in His lap. It's the separation of what the world feels like and what it feels like to be in His arms. Let's take another breath. Let your shoulders fall and just kind of relax your body and your mind. You're in a place of quietude. You're in a place of solitude. This is not a Bible study. This is a time to meditate and focus our head, heart, and hands on our Lord. Let's do another breath. Write down, or even say out loud or both, something you're grateful for right now. It's not always something that's spiritual. Sometimes it's inanimate. Like, what if you just had gratitude that you have a car or you have a job? What are you grateful for? Say it out loud. Like this morning, the first thing I said that I was grateful for was, I know this sounds weird, but I'm grateful for my dog. It's like, this dog's so goofy, he's perfect for me. Let's take another breath. Let's share with the Lord something else you're grateful for. Say it out loud. God, I'm grateful for. You know, this morning I said, I'm really grateful for three friends. I'm grateful for Dr. Gresham. I'm grateful for Rusty Thigpen. I'm grateful for Matt Osborne. What are you grateful for? Let's take another breath. What else are you grateful for? I know there's something. Maybe you're grateful that you have a little money still left in your checking account. Maybe you paid all your bills. That's right. Just open up and say it to the Lord. I'm so grateful for. And then fill in the blank. So before we finish our time in prayer, let's hear what the Lord has to say in the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs. My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment. For I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instruction. For I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head and she will present you with a beautiful crown. That's such an unbelievable statement, that wisdom is there for the asking. That our Heavenly Father says, take His words to heart. And when we follow His commands, we're going to live well. He makes this point in the text in saying, go get wisdom. Maybe you're in a position right now where you think, Chuck, I don't know where to turn for wisdom. This is just a messed up world. Well, the scriptures tell us where we find wisdom. Wisdom is found on high. Wisdom is found in the presence of the Lord. So today, what do you take away from this scripture? Well, maybe what do you take away from this entire time of meditation? Well, you'd take away that wisdom always involves gratitude. Wisdom always involves the scriptures. And now, wisdom will always involve our time of prayer. So let's take another deep breath. Would you ask the Lord to do something that only He can do in your life? It might be something physical, it might be something relational. What is it that only God could fix in your life? And ask Him to step into your life and take control of that. You know, I have found that prayer takes on an entirely different experience when I pray these things out loud. Then take a minute and tell the Lord something that you're so grateful for that He is already doing. Tell Him He is a wondrous and an awesome God. Let Him know that you want to be that child that follows His instruction and seeks after wisdom. Specifically today, ask the Lord to grant you the request that you would be wise. Ask the Lord to grant you wisdom. And then stop for just a minute and bring someone before the Lord that you truly know only God can cure that need. And let the Lord speak truth and love into their life. Let's take another deep breath. Let's finish with this one thought from verse 10 out of the book of Proverbs in chapter 4. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in the straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Oh, my friend, is this not beautiful? Taking our head, our heart, and our hands, and choosing that we're going to follow the instructions and not let them go, we're going to guard them, for they are the key to life. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day number 5 of our weekday meditation. Bye now.